Drasha for Shabbos, Shuva, Leil Shabbos, Seder Vayelech, Shnas Tovshin Samach Tes. This Shabbos is alternately called Shabbos Shuva, because the Haftorah starts with Shuva Yisrael. It's also called Shabbos Teshuva, most probably because it falls within the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, but regarding Tshuva itself, the Shabbos is missing most of the main ideas of Tshuva. We don't say Slichos, we don't say Vidui. So why is this Shabbos specifically Shabbos Teshuva? The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosea, just like your ancestor, Reuven, Pasach b'Tshuva Tchila, he opened with Tshuva first, so too Hosea will be the first prophet to open with Tshuva. The obvious question is, Reuven did not begin the idea of Tshuva. It says that Adam HaRishon did Tshuva, Cain did Tshuva before him, and Hosea was not the first prophet to do Tshuva, to exhort us about Tshuva. Many of the prophets before him also spoke about Tshuva. The Psikta says that what was special about Hosea was that he taught the Jewish people how to do Tshuva. He didn't only warn them they should do tshuva. He instructed them and guided them how to do tshuva. That's what it means, pasach b'tshuva. He opened up the way for them with tshuva. If that's the case, then it makes sense also that Reuven did the same thing. Even though Adam and Cain did tshuva, they didn't teach anyone else to do tshuva. On the other hand, by Reuven it says, mi goram li Yehuda sheyodeh Reuven, who caused Yehuda to admit to his sin. In the episode of Tamar, Reuven was an example to him. And therefore, just as Reuven opened the way to others to tshuva, Hosea also opened the way to instruct others how to do tshuva. The Medrash says, Kechui mochem dvori, daborim tovim. Take with you words, meaning people who know how to speak good words. Darshanim tovim. Now, what is a good darshan that can teach people how to do tshuva? So the Medrash says, like Levi ben Sisi. Levi ben Sisi, the city where he was the Rav, was threatened by marauders, pirates, thieves. And Levi ben Sisi took a Sefer Torah, went up to the roof, and he said, if there's one letter in this Torah that I haven't fulfilled, then let the thieves come and take over the city. And if not, let them go away. And the thieves went away. Now that's the best kind of darshanim tovim, like Reuven, to be a personal example to others. Reuven didn't teach Yehuda to admit. He was an example to him from his own actions of how Yehuda should behave. So when you have someone of that caliber whose entire being and entire actions teach a person how to act and how to do tshuva, that's the best kind of drasha. That's the best kind of darshan. But unfortunately, we don't have those kinds of people for the most part. So therefore, they institute saying a long drasha on Shabbos Shuvah to have this idea of instructing others to do tshuva in a more institutionalized way. And therefore, that is the function of Shabbos Teshuvah, to teach us how to do tshuva and prepare us for doing tshuva the rest of the days that remain before Yom Kippur. And Shabbos itself has the power to prepare one for tshuva, because Shabbos itself, in its essence, represents tshuva. First of all, the word Shabbos itself connotes Shabbos and to return, Shavta. Vishavta is the same osios of Vishabbos. And it says that when Adam HaRishon heard that Cain did tshuva, so he said, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. In addition, it says that Shabbos, when a person says Vayechulu, two angels come and put their hands on his head, and they say, Sor Avoneich, your sin has left you. Now, why is Shabbos connected with the atonement of sins? Because the Imre Emes says that when a person says Vayechulu, he becomes a partner with God in creation. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to be a partner with a rasha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forced to forgive us our sins, otherwise he can't be our partner. Another reason they say is the Iyun Tefillah, that from a person's standpoint, it would have been better if God kept on creating more creations, because everything was created for our sake. But when we say Vayechulu, and we thank God for resting and giving us the Shabbos, we show that we're Mevater. We are giving in on what's good for us for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Kol HaMavir Al Midosav, a person who doesn't stand on what's coming to me, but is Mavir Al Midosav, he looks the other way a little bit when it comes to what he can demand and what's rightfully his, and makes way for others and forgives others, then he's forgiven for his sins too. The Maharal says more essentially that on Shabbos a person comes closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and cleaves to him, and he connects himself to the beginning of creation, which came directly from God. And in that matzav, where a person is connected directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has a connection to perfection, and all sin is removed. In addition, a person on Shabbos is more spiritual, both intellectually and because of his neshama, and therefore the sin is removed from him. And that's the idea of Shuva Yisrael. Shuva means to return, but it also means to do it slowly, calmly, benachas, Shuva benachas. Shabbos is a time that we have a time to think. We're not so busy with all of our mundane pursuits, and Shuva necessitates thought. And also, not only do we have time to think, but our neshama yisera gives us extra wisdom. And then, therefore, we have the more qualitative ability to think, not only quantitative ability to think on Shabbos. Shabbos is also a time that we can spend more time in learning Torah. And it says, Kichui mochem dvarim v'shuva Hashem, dvarim is divrei Torah. Divrei Torah bring a person to tshuva. Barasi yetzer hara, barasi Torah tablin. The Torah is the antidote, it's the spice that goes against the yetzer hara. And it could be that's another reason why we have this drasha on the Shabbos tshuva, in order to give us time to think, to have extra divrei Torah, and to go a little bit deeper in our thought as to the necessity for tshuva and the way to do tshuva. Shabbos also, we recognize the oneg, the delight, the joy in serving Hashem, and how much it brings a person menuchas hanefesh. It brings him rest and calm and serenity and perfection. And therefore that leads to regretting living a life that is the antithesis of that, during the week, where we can then regret, which is one ingredient of tshuva. Also on Shabbos, we recognize that this is the purpose of the entire world, the eternal Olam Haba. Shabbos is main Olam Haba. And therefore, the importance of preparing for Olam Haba in this world, just like we prepare for Shabbos on Friday. And therefore, it gives us the incentive to want to not sin in the future, to leave our sins and to commit ourselves not to do them again, in order not to waste the time of preparation, which if we don't prepare for the world to come, we will have less or nothing. And Shabbos also is a time that we have an extra closeness to God, and that intensifies the Dirshu Hashem Bimotzo. This time of year, the Seder Shemei Tshuva, is a time when the Ribbono Shel Olam is closer to us, and Shabbos is even closest of the closest. And therefore we are very clear and have a tremendous amount of clarity in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which helps to prepare for the idea of Vidui. Vidui is where we confess our sins with clarity. That clarity we gain on Shabbos. So if we use this Shabbos to change it from just plain Shabbos Shuva, where the Navi Hosea exhorts us to do Tshuva and teaches us, and we change it, in fact, to Shabbos Tishuva, Shabbos where we, in fact, prepare ourselves to do tshuva before Yom Kippur, and to end with Yom Kippur as the culmination of that tshuva, then we all will be zoche to a gemar chasima tova for ourselves, our families, for the Moshav, for Klal Yisrael, and Shana Tova in all respects, in Ruchnias, in Gashmias, and Momenis, and Amir Tzashem. This will be the year where our prayers will be answered to the fullest, and we will see the Geula Shleima, the Vias Golot Tzedek, Meherav Yameinu.